In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Here again, the words of Revelation chapter 7. Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where do they come? These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Grief therapists tell us that we need to see our dead. Well, this may sound rather grim, but there is something to this. After our loved ones die, it's good for us to go to the visitation, the funeral, the burial, to see them in the casket, in the grave. We must wipe away our tears and look at them. This gives us closure. It helps us heal. On this All Saints' Day, we have no corpses here, no open caskets. Instead, we remember and we give thanks to God for His saints. Here, briefly, is the story of two of them. In the early summer of 1523, two young men left Wittenberg and went out into the world to proclaim the gospel. They were Heinrich Voss and Johan van den Eschen. They were from the Netherlands. They had come to Wittenberg to study theology and to prepare for the pastoral ministry. They were seminary students, trained up by Martin Luther and his colleagues. They learned the Holy Scriptures. They learned the evangelical teaching. They were examined by the theologians. They were called. They were sent back to their home district. They went out on their first assignments full of determination, boldness, and hope. And arriving in Brussels, they were arrested, tried as heretics, and burned at the stake July 1st, 1523. Luther considered them martyrs for the sake of the gospel. He wrote a hymn commemorating their faithful witness. The hymn was published in the first Wittenberg hymn book, and Lutherans sang about these deaths, about these lives, and the hope of the resurrection. These saints are only two among the all that we honor on this Day of All Saints. On this day, the Christian Church remembers with thanksgiving God's saints. To us, they are known and unknown. They are those who have died in the faith and await the day of Christ's return and His resurrection of the dead. Some of them, like those in our story, followed Christ and died a martyr's death. Others of us follow Christ and die in a more ordinary way. It is important for us to remember these saints of God. It's important not to forget their faithfulness, their witness, and their sacrifice. There is, however, something about these saints that potentially is troubling to us, especially with these martyrs. Perhaps it's the way they died. It's very uncomfortable for us to reflect on such a death. Perhaps the saints, it's difficult for us to think about the saints because we're not very good at talking about dying. We have such a hang-up about death. It always seems to surprise us. And sometimes it's hard for us to know how to handle it. On the one hand, we may try to deal with the saints and martyrs by imagining them simply as heroes. We think about how courageous and brave they were in the face of danger and death. And so we put them on pedestals and stand before them in awe. But if we think about the probable realities of these deaths, the intense agony, the blood, the shame, perhaps they seem less heroes than tragic victims. If we see them as victims and view the whole business of death and martyrdom as some kind of terrible mistake, what does that get us? Misery and despair. Johann von den Eschen and Heinrich Voss were Lutherans. They were pastors coming to proclaim the gospel. What a travesty. What injustice to put them to death. How unfair is this any way to treat a new grad right out of the seminary? Christians don't deserve this kind of treatment, we think. Saints don't deserve to die. Well, we may disagree with the charge of heresy. We may not like the way they died. But were these saints not also wretched sinners like us? Is not the result of sin death? Do we not sin and die? Somehow we have gotten the idea that God's people should not have to endure tribulation and death. Now, as those saved by faith in Christ, believers are free from the guilt and punishment of sin. We do have peace with God. Yet we still die because we have sinned. Our deaths are the consequence, and they are painful to us. We have a problem with death, a problem that is, to us at least, unresolvable. The simple fact of the matter is that there is nothing glorious about our deaths. There's nothing good or right or beautiful in the deaths of martyrs and saints. They are terrible, even horrifying to behold. They make us want to weep for sorrow and shame. And this is where we get hung up on death, if we have been looking in the wrong direction. We've come here today to be the church in the middle of a world of sin, looking to the day of God's fulfillment. And today we celebrate primarily not what all the saints have done for God, but rather we celebrate and rejoice in what God has done for all the saints. Our focus is not on the tribulation, not on the bloodshed of the martyrs, but on the shed blood of the Lamb. What God has done for all the saints, as we have seen portrayed in Revelation chapter 7, God has done for all of us. As redeemed by Christ, we are all saints, and we look to the throne of God and to the Lamb. One of the consequences of our sin is misery. This God sees. He sees our sin and misery and guilt, and he responds in mercy. God's holy law says that a guilty person deserves to be punished. Nevertheless, God is merciful to those who deserve their sufferings. Not only does God love us and show us his mercy, but this too is amazing. God wants to be in communion with us. He wants us to be with him, in his presence. And it is for this reason that God sent his only Son from the heavenly throne to the earth. God sent the Lamb to save sinners from death. When we commemorate the saints and martyrs who have died, we also commemorate the death that has been taken up into the death of Christ. They and we have been cleansed in the blood of the Lamb in our baptism. Our sins and our stains have been washed away. Our robes have been purified. When a Christian dies, death can claim no victory. It has no sting. When a believer dies, Christ is triumphant. So what has happened to the enemies? Well, sin has been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. Death has been overcome and defeated by the Lamb's death and resurrection. And now the Lamb himself presents us holy and blameless before God, where we remain in eternal communion with him. What an amazing vision we have of this in our Revelation 7 text. Do you see what God has in store for us? This is a glimpse of the result of Christ's triumph over sin, death, and hell. Before the throne of God stands a multitude of people, too many to count. They are people from all the peoples, of every nation on earth, of every tribe and language. They have been brought before the throne of God. The Lamb has presented them. Who are they? The 144,000, the ones coming out of the Great Tribulation. The church militant become the church triumphant. They are saints clothed in white robes. They are the ones who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They are pure and holy before him, cleansed and justified by his blood. They carry palm branches in their hands, celebrating victory and vindication. They rejoice in the Lamb's triumphal entry into the heavenly city, and the multitude sings its hymn of praise. They ascribe their salvation to God and to the Lamb who was slain. They cry out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." There is no more mourning here, no more sorrow or grief. The Lamb will be our shepherd, and God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Grief therapists tell us that we need to see our dead. It's good for us. They're right. God also tells us that we need to see our dead. It's good for us to see them. It gives us certainty. It gives us hope. In his revelation, God gives us a brief, glorious glimpse of eternity, a vision of what he will do for our dead and for all of us. We will rise from the dead and stand before him, gathered around the throne in his presence and before the Lamb. All the saints will sing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, "Alleluia, Alleluia, Amen."